Like I've seen my parents suffer their confidence, how they felt, how I felt seeing them with their teeth in the dish in the morning. It never sat right with me that that's what I wanted for my life.
Welcome to Dental Implant Talk, Stories of Real Patients. My name's Emily, and I'm a smile maker at Nuvia Dental Implant Center. Today, we're bringing you stories from real dental implant patients who have undergone their own smile transformations. So, in past episodes, we've discussed many topics from surgery to adjusting to your new smile to the benefits of dental implants. But today, I wanted to ask, what made you decide to pursue permanent dental implants opposed to dentures, partials, or crowns? I know some of you have had temporary options before moving forward with the dental implant procedure, but were there any specific advantages or benefits that influenced your choice to go the permanent route?
Absolutely. Every time I had the partial in my mouth and I had something to chew, I had to go rinse it out and it was painful and it sucked. So when I was losing more of my teeth and it became extremely evident that I would need to do something because I was going to lose everything in my mouth, I knew I didn't want temporary. So that's when I investigated and I found Nuvia, and no temps has been amazing. It's a game changer. When you bite down, it doesn't move. So those temporaries, that people have, food gets in there and you bite down and it hurts your gums. So I knew I didn't want to do that.
For me, it was kind of a no-brainer. I just didn't want to feel older than I am by having to, constantly take my teeth out and clean them every night and, soak them. I explored every option I could. I didn't want to have to, worry about denture gel or any of that things. And when I found Nubia and ran across Nubia, it just seemed to click. Everything just seemed to click for me. So I went in and had my consultation. I was one of the skeptics. I'll be honest. I was one of the skeptics, but I went in and had my consultation, and they really, from the time you walk in the door, they make you feel like family. They know how to talk to you. They know how to greet you. They greet you with warm smiles, and they just are reassuring that everything's going to be okay. And lo and behold, everything was okay. The best decision ever. I couldn't see myself not having dental implants as opposed to dentures or partials or any pop on veneers or any of that other, stuff that you can just kind of. I didn't want a temporary fix. I wanted something that I could be able to go to sleep with and not have to worry about.
I agree with you, Bishop. I think that having a permanent, solution was, one of the most important influences for me because, I knew all my teeth had to come out. And I was real worried that, how people, when they don't have teeth, their lips kind of sink into their mouth and their mouth looks real small. And I didn't want to look like that. I didn't want to look older I just didn't want to look that way. I didn't feel that way. I didn't want to look that way. So I knew that having everything ripped out and the bone loss and the density loss and stuff like that would cause, emotional issues for me or even maybe mental issues for me down the road. And I didn't want to deal with that. So I knew that having implants put in and having a permanent fixture, a prosthesis, like dental implants, would not only prevent me from having further bone loss, but it would help me stay looking younger and help my mouth and my face feel and look normal still. And I knew that, that was the most important aspect for me getting permanent teeth.
Yeah, exactly, Sean. That's so true. That was one part of my decision. I grew up, my parents were born in the 20s, and I don't ever remember them having teeth. And whenever they finally got to the point that they could get some dentures, I was probably fixing to leave for the military. And it was just horrible. They never fit right. They were always in pain. They never wore them because it was just a horrible situation for them. So they got these things that they never used, but for a very little bit of time. So the return on investment was horrible. And like you said, I was really worried about the bone loss and stuff and looking like Grandma Moses on the old, you know, Western shows and stuff. Also, you know, I don't have any hair and I've never considered getting a toupee. So I didn't want to have the dentures, which would be kind of like a toupee for my mouth. So I went with the permanent implants, the prosthesis and stuff, because I just felt like it wasn't going to play as big emotional distress on my mind. And whether it would have or not, I didn't want to find out, because I'm usually pretty positive and everything. And it was hard enough, you know, losing your teeth than where you would have to take something out, put it back in. I still feel very young. And I still feel very vibrant in my relationship, you know, with my spouse and everything. And I didn't want it to be one of those things where I would be embarrassed or I'd want to hide something from her because I would look totally different. I mean, we've all seen what we look like without our teeth whenever we got them removed. And I can say that I didn't consider dentures at all. And I was just real nervous and about getting the implants, but I had several reasons, as I discussed, and I wouldn't change it at all. So, especially now I'm past a year, and it's just been, it was more amazing than what I expected it to be, and I just don't think I'd have gotten that same confidence out of having removable dentures, so.
Well, I grew up with both of my parents. They had dentures. And when I was little, I would go in the bathroom every morning and their teeth would be in a little cup soaking. And it seemed normal at the time because that's what I was used to. But it never sat right with me that that's what I wanted for my life. And Nuvia, honestly, I didn't even think I was good enough for it. To get this at the time when I was approved for it and at my consultation, it was a very surreal moment. But it's been so good for me to have the permanent because I know that even though I love my parents, I saw how it affected them and their self-esteem. And so going with the permanent option was my only option because I had my teeth were falling out at a young age. I remember my grandpa pulling my teeth and preparing me to get dentures when I was in my 20s, and it scared me. So I went without teeth in the back and they were falling apart, everything I could just to avoid getting dentures. And when Nuvia came along, my husband went first, got his tops done, and then introduced me to it. And like I said, it felt like a dream come true. I didn't even know this was an option for me. I had gone with crowns, root canals, things that would just break off. I spent thousands of dollars trying to put a fix on it and they were just breaking off. This is the first time in December. It's been 3 years since I've got my teeth done. I haven't had not one single problem. To me, the permanent option was my only option because I had tried everything else. And I'd seen my parents suffer, their confidence, how they felt, how I felt seeing them with their teeth in the dish in the morning. It's such a blessing to go this way.
Hey, I kind of agree with you and Ricky Michelle. Listening to you guys, I was thinking my parents also wore dentures growing up, and I have horror stories right now that I can tell. As far as I recall, one time one of my parents eating, and they put the dentures in a napkin, and when we finished, they ended up throwing the napkin in the trash. So that was one experience of losing dentures. And then another parent was actually talking and the dentures actually came out while they were speaking. So I knew that wasn't an option of having dentures. That never even crossed my mind. But I didn't know that my teeth was that bad that I would actually have to have implants until I actually researched with Nuvia. So I hadn't actually been to the dentist in years. But when I got there and I knew it was a 24-hour process, I just knew I needed something fast. Because of my lifestyle as far as working, talking on the phone, interacting with people, being a teen mom with my kids and basketball, I didn't want to go 6 months of a process of a year. So I knew right then Nuvia was for me.
And I agree with that time frame. I lost my teeth when I was 17 years old. And so I always wore a bridge
and you know, had all kinds of crowns and bridges and everything. And as the teeth started deteriorating more, I had to wear a flipper, which had a big metal piece that went over the roof of my mouth. And every time I ate, it would just get, you know, food stuck in there and hurt. And it was just terrible. But I'd always dabbled in the idea of implants. Well, you know, you hear about them, but I was one of the people that would hear all the horror stories for some reason. And so it was always like super scary and like iffy if it's even going to work. And then there's the fact that in the beginning, because this was 30 plus years ago when I first got my teeth knocked out, that the implant industry wasn't to where it is today. So, I mean, they've come a long way just in the past few years. So it was, you know, if you got implants back then, it was going to be a year or plus before you even got teeth put in. You know, they just let you with no teeth, no temporaries, nothing, to let everything heal. So that always just kind of pushed me away, and it was always stuck in the back of my brain. And then finally I started getting really, things started happening in my mouth again to where on the top where I had to figure something out. So I started to kind of research heavier. And then of course Nuvio came out and you know, 24 hours, that was my right across the screen. And that's where I was like, 24 hours, I can't be. So obviously I made the consultation. As soon as I walked in the door, I was family, comfortable. I've never felt so comfortable dentist office. And, you know, next thing I know, within a week or two, I was having surgery. And I decided not to do the bottoms for some reason, you know, I guess just being scared. So 7 months, you know, I was just going to Band-Aid the bottom and put, you know, another more bridges and all that stuff on the bottom and just kind of Band-Aid it. Because, you know, the top is where your smile's at most. But then I started thinking, and I loved the top so much, and I had these teeth. And I'm like, by the time the bottom fails, because it's going to fail if you Band-Aid it, I could already have been had my teeth in and been happy all that time, and I'm still going to be unhappy. I'm going to be half as happy. So 7 months later, I decided to do the bottom too, and now I couldn't even be happier. I mean, having your teeth the next day is just unbelievable. It's amazing. And it took all that fear away of just, because I'm super insecure. I used to, with the flipper, they wanted me to take out the flipper every night and sleep, because I wasn't supposed to sleep with it, but I slept with it because I was just that insecure. So it was just a godsend to have these teeth in 24 hours.
That's cool, Dennis, getting a double experience.
Well, I mean, you think about it, it's like I got this beautiful top, and I loved them so much, and they were there, and it was just so easy. It's like, why would I go through all that pain and suffering and putting crowns and root canals and bridges and all that stuff again when I can just do the bottom two and be done and just call it a day.
And be happy.
And be happy, and I can eat apples and corn and steak and all that good stuff. And I can mac Bluebell ice cream and not have any kind of sensations of pain in my mouth.
Absolutely.
I had most of my teeth. My problem was that they were dark gray. I had some type of disease that was causing my teeth just to turn. I don't remember white teeth. They'd been gray for so long. And I wasn't afraid of the dentist. I just hardened it. I hated the dentist. I hated the idea of going and having all that pain and then having to return for the same thing another time and another time. Finally, I realized this is just crazy making. And so I did a little bit of research online. I also found a new dentist, as though a new dentist was going to change my lifetime full of lousy experiences. What she told me was she determined I had at least a year and a half of work to be done to get my teeth back to where she thought they'd be okay. And the idea of that, I hadn't been to the dentist in years at that point. I ran across Nuvia, and in my situation, they had videos of the doctor that was at the Denver office at the time. And for whatever reason, I was sold. I walked into the place, and just like you guys have mentioned, I felt like family immediately. She came in, told me I had enough bone to do the procedure, and I was sold. There wasn't a hesitation, and I would love to say that's because I'm just one big, tough guy, and that's not the case. It was because they were so real with what my problems were and what the answers were, and the 24-hour turnaround. I bought into the notion, and that's what sold it. And I'm 2 years past now, not had one problem. I know in the last 2 years, I would have been to a dentist multiple times having a tooth pulled or a tooth root canal done. And looking back on that, and I've said to myself, why in the world didn't I do this sooner? And the reality was because Nuvia didn't exist sooner. Exactly. If Nuvia would have been here 10 years ago, I'd have done that in a heartbeat. Like all of y'all have said, they being Nuvia, made me feel like family. And everything they said that would happen is true. And I think that's a remarkable statement for a company to make, because it's so easy to say this or that about something and then have it go wrong. And it's, oops, just kidding. And that hasn't happened to me. And I am nothing but thrilled with the opportunity to be here and seeing all your pretty faces, and you too, Ricky. And and so yeah, I think we're thrilled to make that decision.
100%.
So I guess I would be part of the parental dentures club, as my father had them as well. You know, I seen how miserable he was with that, and I used to keep my teeth in a really good shape until I was about 19, and that's why I broke my first tooth back here off a McRib sandwich. And then I quit caring, right? That I was so embarrassed, so I would not take care. I wouldn't go to the dentist or nothing. So I dealt with it, and I would start losing teeth in the back and then the other side, and then accident with the brown ones. And I remember on many occasions I would wake up with nightmares thinking that I lost another tooth, and I'd be checking just to make sure that I didn't. But I know when the chance for dental implants came around, I was all over that. I looked at other options, but there was nothing else. This was it. And so when the opportunity came to get implants, knowing that they were going to be there forever, there's no other option. There was nothing else. This is the only way to go.
I am not a part of the parental denture club. However, I researched a lot about dentures with young individuals, because I was diagnosed early on and told by my dentist that I would lose my teeth at some point in life, and I was in my mid-20s when that was told to me. So I was kind of preparing myself for dentures, because like everybody has stated,
almost 20 years ago, that was not, the implant industry wasn't where it is today. And that wasn't really even an option that was described. Every time I did go, they had just stated that, you know, I would lose my teeth and that dentures was, you know, the option. Many of the dentists didn't necessarily want me to do dentures that early, but it seemed to be the route that it was going. So I remember going to YouTube and I found a person who was in her 20s or early 30s, and she had dentures, and she was talking about her journey with dentures and things like that. And I just thought to myself, I don't want that to be my life. I don't want to constantly have to figure out, is this set, how long is this set going to last? Because you start to lose your bone and then the dentures don't fit correctly. And then you've got to figure out what is the right kind of, you know, adhesive to work best. And, you know, it just seemed like a lot of upkeep, but I was just trying to figure out options. And then as my teeth just continued to deteriorate, you know, I was so ashamed and embarrassed, and, you know, it just, it caused a lot of anxiety just to pick up the phone to call the dentist, because I somehow felt like I was at fault. And I didn't really know that there was a permanent solution for me, but, found Nuvia. And once that happened, it was like, wow, there is an option.
Yeah, I definitely didn't want to get those dentures either. I agree with you, Sherala, because, you know, having the dentures is horrible. I see my girlfriend, she has a denture on the top, and we eat certain things, and she complains about, oh, there's something stuck under my denture. It hurts. It's rubbing it raw. I have to go somewhere to take my teeth out so I can clean them, because I can't stand this pain in my mouth from, you know, like maybe a seed from a raspberry or something, or, you know, something getting stuck underneath the dentures. It's just horrible. I had to have a permanent solution. I just had to add, that was another reason, you know, seeing people suffer that have had dentures or partials or temporary solutions. It's temporary. It's exactly what it is. It's temporary. And you do lose bone when you have dentures. So you do have to have, you know, another fitting, you know, every 5 or 10 years or whatever. That's a horrible thing to go through. It really is. And I've seen it firsthand, and, you know, I just didn't want to put myself through that as well.
And then I think about it like this, you guys, listening to everyone, when everyone is wearing dentures, they could have already gotten to this point of implants and one permanent solution versus patching it up here, patching it up there. Financially, you could have just went to Nuvia and had
mentally and emotionally. There's a lot of emotions involved every time you have to go to the dentist to fix the tooth, you know, because once you put a bridge on, or, you know, you put those crowns on, those teeth don't stay forever, and so you're gonna have to eventually get them fixed. And I know that first home, having a work done starting at 17, it was just, I had such PTSD of sitting in the chair, white knuckling, sweating, just, I just needed to be awful. So I just, it's, that's how, why I went back and got the bottom. So I'm just like, what am I couldn't even believe that I even contemplated that. But, you know, I was just trying to save money. And then it's like, well, that was my first thought, because I never really spend money on myself. It's always about my family, my kid, you know, everything else and everybody around me. And so I was just trying to do it, you know, like, hey, if I just spend, you know, half and do the top, I'll be okay. But then I fell in love with these teeth and the dentist and all the doctors and the assistants and even the front desk girls, you know, I mean, it's just, it's an amazing, it's crazy. So I was like, you know, slapping myself, like, what are you thinking 7 months later? So I was back in the chair getting the bottom done.
I'm so glad you did that. And you are so right about the whole entire staff of Nuvia. They've always been welcoming, and they are our biggest cheerleaders, because, like it or not, we are our biggest not cheerleaders.
When I was up in Oregon for that 2 weeks with my brother, he has dentures, and he was having to take them out, and he's trying to eat, and then he's like, oh, I forgot my teeth, and he put them back in, and he did get a raspberry seed stuck, and the bottom ones are so loose. He's like, I really got to go back and get them adjusted, and I feel bad I actually feel very special in a way because I feel like I'm the cycle breaker in my family. I have broken so many cycles of generational things, and I'm the first one to break the T cycle too. I'm the first one to get the implant, and I would really love to see him do that for himself, but it is an internal value thing. I think he feels like he deserves the dentures, and I wish he would just take that step and invest in himself, because it is the biggest self-love thing you can do for yourself. It changes everything. Oh, I'll be able to chew food and eat. How you show up, how you talk to people, how you look at yourself in the mirror. Everything changes when you get permanent. I've had the snap in. I've had the crown. I was still self-conscious. I was scared of denture breath. I was scared of food getting stuck and flying out of somebody when I talk. It changes every aspect of your life to go with the permanent option.
Your friends, your family, everybody feels it. So everybody gets happier. It's not just you. And that's the thing I had to overcome. It's like, I never invested in myself, but I invested in myself, but I also invested in my son, my family, like everyone around me, because they see how happy I am. And then they are happy and everybody's happy.
To hear more life-changing stories, be sure to subscribe to Dental Implant Talk, Stories of Real Patients, on your preferred podcasting platform. And to connect directly with these patients and other Nuvia patients, click join on Nuvia Smile Maker Club on Facebook.